Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Spent more time, it almost reminds me of a soccer match. It's a midfield half the time. Ball goes right side, Bell inside, knocked down by Weiss. And picked up by Borg, ripped away by Baraboo. The play continues. Hartman with the ball. Now back for Spurl. And Baraboo sets it up from the near wing. That's Bell. Baraboo has spread it way out. Spurl.
Oh, they have.
Wow, they are. They're out past, way past the NBA three line as they set it up. Near side, caught by Bell. Now back to the free throw line. Belzer off the screen. Baraboo throws. Oh, nice steal by the Hornets. That's Kylie Burns. Takes it across half court. Hornets doing all right with defense.
Yes, they are.
Just trying to get it through the twine here. Beaton cross court. Nope. Picked off. Bell wide open. Lays it up. No good. And the rebound by the Hornets. Still scoreless in the ballgame. And Beaton across the timeline had it knocked away. Near side three on the way. And it's no good for Addie Board. Chased down by Kylie Burns. Good hustle. And she stepped out of bounds on a double team in the corner. It'll come back to Baraboo. So the Hornets back on the defensive side. Both teams working hard out there.
Yes, they are.
Madeline Gilbert into the game for Baraboo. Looks like the Hornets are in a 1-3-1.
It does. It does. And, you know, and they're going to force her one way or the other than try to trap it. So here comes the trap.
Ball goes right side and a foul. First foul of the game.
And
they'll mark that on
2-3.
Carly Meade.
Yep. It's really hard to see those officials' hands with that white floor with the white M on.
You're right. It is. We cleaned our glasses between games. Gilbert with a basketball. Near side. Still no score in the game. Well over 3 minutes into it. Ball top of the circle for Baraboo. Meade putting the pressure on. Pass goes high post. Stelzer leans in and scores. Nice play by Peyton Stelzer. High to low and scores. 2-0 Baraboo. Hornet ball across the timeline. Addie Board. Board makes the move. Knocked away by Baraboo. Steal by Spurl. Bringing it for 2-on-1. Takes it herself. Scoops it up. Won't go. Rebound inside. Foul called on the Hornets on the putback.
Be on 35, Jory Schwartz.
Okay, so that is foul number two on the Hornets. Into the game for Richland Center, number 20, J.C. Gander. J.C., a freshman for the Hornets. Here comes the inbound pass, three try for Baraboo, and that is good. That was an NBA length three for Gilbert.
Madeline Gilbert, just a junior.
Makes it 5-0 across the timeline, and the Hornets set it up. Weiss on the left wing, holds it high above her head, looks for the cutter, meeting at the high post, scoops a shot up in the lane, and good.
Nice move.
Off the glass and down. That's old school, Hank.
Yes, it is.
5-2, Hornets on the board. Baraboo air mails it to the near side. Gilbert on the baseline. Gilbert fires it away to the other side. Spurl with the ball off the screen from Stelzer, takes a shot, blocked by the Hornets. Gander got a hand on that. Picked up now by Richland Center. Burns brings it back the other way. Beaten at the point. Three-point game. Baraboo in the lead. Pass goes right side. And it's Weiss. Back to Schultz. Schultz with the ball. Crossover. Now brings it near side. Showing it to the D.
Nice.
There's
move.
Burns. Backs off for a 15-footer. No good. Almost. And it's fought for. Baraboo dribbled it out of bounds.
That official down there, he has got to be 6'8".
And I've seen him before. I'm surprised you don't know these guys. I mean, I don't know their names, but I've seen these officials before. So
they probably, honestly, they're probably from Baraboo. I think Baraboo had to get the officials. So I'm sure
Baraboo's
in the Dell area. So
I think I see him in the Ridgeon Valley, and I think that Ridgeon Valley pulls from officials
right,
from that,
they do. Yep.
That area quite a bit. Ball goes to the baseline. 5-2, Baraboo in the lead. Weiss, back it goes to J.C. Gander. Gander throws it right side to Burns. Burns down to the baseline, cut off by Stelzer. And now back it goes for a shot on the way, no good by Schultz. They had a partial block on it, and she traveled with it. it comes back to Baraboo. And the Hornets fall back on defense. Baraboo has shown some signs of full court pressure. The Hornets half court. Pass comes to the middle. Gilbert dumps it down low. Nice pass. Shot is up too hard for Pierce. And out of bounds. Last touch by Richland Center. We come back the other way. Yeah, this place is pretty well shut down other than just the one gate that they let folks in. And they're watching people closely. Hank got kicked out almost.
Twice.
Gilbert shot. No good. Rebound Hornets. 12 and a half to play in the first half. The pass to J.C. Gander and the Hornets across half court. J.C. into the mix and is fouled by Baraboo.
It'll be number 15, Bill.
Oh,
11.
Number
11.
Peyton Stelzer. Into the game for Baraboo. Taylin Bell.
I didn't see her around it, but.
And coming up, Richland Center will put it in play. Beaton will be the inbounder. And here comes the look from the baseline. Gets it into Burns. Burns with the ball. Backs in. Nothing. Gives it back to Beaton. Beaton on the far side. Back to Weiss. Weiss with the ball. Reagan Sheff is into the game as well. Came in after the timeout. And that one from Weiss. Low is going out of bounds. It'll be Baraboo ball.
Now, Reagan, she got brothers playing on the boys, right?
That's right. Okay. Yep. Reagan's just a freshman.
Okay.
And Gander a freshman. So a young squad out there.
That's Greg and Amy's.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Pass goes down low, and Baraboo turns it over. I taught Reagan a lot of basketball moves back in the daycare.
Oh, boy.
So,
oh, boy. Well, that's why she's playing varsity today, Bill. Nice job.
Yeah, thank you. I'll take all the credit.
Well, that family's busy, busy, busy.
Gander with the ball in the backcourt. J.C. looking to bring it across. On a day like this, you can stay in one spot.
Right? Yeah, you could.
Crossing over now. Richland Center down deep. Meaden goes in with a left-hand shot. It won't stay. Buttford gets her own rebound. Tries to dump it out. The ball loose on the floor. Who's got it? And it's going to be a jump ball. The one Baraboo player fell on the ball. They were trying to
get you going to bounce on it.
And then everybody was reaching for the ball.
Yeah.
So the arrow gives it back to Richland Center. 5-2 Baraboo leads, 11:45 remaining in the first half. Beaton gets it in. Gander launches a shot. That one rims out. Rebound pulled down by Gilbert of Baraboo. And she'll take it across the timeline. Down to the baseline. Nice move. High off the glass. Shot no good.
Oh,
and she touched it out of bounds.
She caught it out of bounds.
And it'll come back the other way. That was a hard lesson for me to learn one time. I was the inbounder. I threw it in. Somebody tapped it out of bounds, and I was standing there, and I caught it. And the guys, everybody laughed at me, and I'm like, hey, he's the one that hit out of bounds. I'm already out of bounds. How can that be off? I don't understand. Took a little convincing to, you know. Richland Center puts it in play, and it's going to be Gander bringing it across the timeline. Down to the baseline, driving is going to be Weiss. Pass in for Meaden, knocked loose by Baraboo, and they get it back. Leading by three from early on, and Underbird's trying to work it low. They're going to be caught now with Pierce down low. Throws it across, stolen by Meaden. There is Carly Meaden again, and a jump ball call. She's tied up by Ella Pierce. So it goes back to the Hornets on the arrow.
Well, it should go to the Thunderbirds, Phil.
Well, Carly Meaden really thought it was hers.
Yep.
In fact, she was ready to inbound it. It will be Baraboo ball. Pass comes in play. Taylor Spurl knocked loose by Carly. Saves it inbounds. And it's going to be Baraboo ball.
Well, Carly's a hustler, isn't she?
She is.
She's all over the floor.
Comes back now to Baraboo. Ball right near the scorer's table. We're 7 minutes into the game. And Libby Rulin enters for the first time today. Ella Weiss goes out for Richland Center. Spurl brings it in to Taylin Bell. Bell with the ball. Far side Spurl. Spurl near side. There's Bell. Shot on the way for a long two. No good. Rebound by the Hornets. Kylie Burns. Back to Carly Meaden. Meaden weaves her way across half court. Meaden dumps it low. Picked off by Baraboo. Stolen by Pierce. And the Hornets hustling back on defense. Baraboo up with a shot. Good. And a foul called. Taylor Spurl with the basket. So count it. 7-2 Baraboo. And she's got a plus one coming up. So the foul, I think, was on Meaden. She'll come out.
I couldn't see because of the floor. Because we're up here, you know, and you kind of look down on that.
Need to have the official wears like a orange glove.
Please,
so we can see the digits better.
Or, you know, like our crew, we usually give you a headset for football. So
you do. Spurl makes the free throw. It's 8-2, Baraboo.
You'll hear stuff on there that...
Probably should.
Yep. Make you smarter.
New words. J.C. Gander, right side, trying to shake the defense. Defense by Stelzer. Hornets with the ball. Back it goes to Jory Schultz. Schultz, free throw line right. Nowhere to go, and now fires it off to Gander. Gander shoots a deep three on the way, no good. Rebound, jump ball call.
It should be Richland Center.
The alternate arrow's going to wear out the bulb here. Lots of jump ball.
Well, I tell you what, wouldn't you just hate to have the electric bill for here inside the arena? It is everywhere.
Yeah, it's well lit. I wonder how many stay on after hours.
There's no telling.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we'll find out. We're going to sleep here tonight so we can watch the Badgers Marquette tomorrow. Ball comes in play for the Hornets on the alternate arrow. Down to Gander in the deep corner, and she traveled with the basketball. Baraboo cuts off the passing lane. Both teams have had the turnover bug here so far in the first half. 8-2 Baraboo, 9:58 remaining, and a timeout by Baraboo. We'll be back with more in a moment. High school girls basketball in the Phi Surf Forum Prep Series. WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, my name is Brandi Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Welcome back to Phi Surf Forum. I'm Phil Nee. Hank, are you still there, Hank?
Yeah, he is. I'm here, buddy.
He's there.
Somewhere. Did you eat my Mementos?
I didn't eat any Mentos today. Ball comes into Baraboo. 8-2. They lead Richland Center. 9:50 to play in the first half. Gilbert inside. There's Stelzer. Nowhere to go. Kicks it out. Three tried. Baraboo, that is good for Gilbert. Her second three. And those ladies are shooting them on the NBA line.
They do not care where they're at on the floor. But they seem like they're long and lengthy.
Yeah, they are. Here's a kick to the left side. Hornets with a Reagan
nice job,
drive. Shouting away. Wouldn't stay. And tipped around Baraboo. Tight ropes. And Stelzer with a basketball. Taking the ball to the other side, left side, and now it's going to be a move. Shot on the way, no good for Bell, and out of bounds. The Hornets were trying to block that. Evidently, they didn't. Air ball goes back to the other side, Richland Center. Eddie Board is in for the Hornets.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's 11-2. This game's not out of reach for either team, but you got to rebound. You have to rebound, and
halfway through the first half. Give and go toward Meaden. Knocked loose. Out of bounds. It'll be Richland Center basketball.
Center's getting some looks.
And they have
some good looks. So,
yeah, if you do the shot chart around the hoop, they've had quite a few shots.
They have. Yep.
About 3 to 4 or 5 feet away.
Do you have that done yet? Or
I don't do that. Sometimes I used to. I can only write with so many hands.
See, what would be neat if you could have every player as a different color of pen, then you would know.
Good idea. I've got my four-color ink pen.
No, you do.
Board shot on the way. No good. Rebound, Baraboo. And across the timeline, Gilbert to the left side. Shakes the D. 10-footer from the baseline. No good. Rebound, Reagan Shep. Shep with the outlet pass. Taken away now by Dolbish. Sydney with the basketball left side. Gilbert. Baraboo with 2 threes so far in the game. Weiss knocks away the cross court. And the Hornets take it back the other way. Carly Meaden and the Hornets scored just the one field goal so far.
Nice move by Carly.
Drive, shot away, and that is good by number 15, Reagan Shep. Shep gets the basket, and the Hornets score.
Did you see the screen from Carly?
I did.
Yep.
Perfect.
Very nice.
Yep. Nice job. Ball goes left side. There's a steal again by the Hornets. Taking it down, left-hand lay-in by that's Meaden. Nice job. Got the steal. Converts, Hank.
Again, she's all over the floor.
It is 11-6. Hornets down to
nice poke away by Carly.
5, and Jory Schultz gets the steal and a foul on Baraboo.
But Carly poked that away. So,
you bet. She's all over the place.
She is.
Great defense. Coming into the game, Baraboo's number 2, Taylor Spurl, and number 10, Bella Brown. It's 11-6, 5-point lead for the Baraboo Lady Thunderbirds. And the inbound pass, they're in that full-court press.
Yeah, all they got to do is just get back at once they get in because it's man-to-man.
Carly Beaton across half-court, skips it off to the right side. Holding it up there is Jory Schultz. Schultz backs in, free-throw line left, nowhere to go. Back to Shep. Reagan with the basketball, Weiss on the wing, looks to the inside, fires it back to Beaton, top of the circle. Beaton back to Schultz. Schultz on the right wing, give and go. There is Shep posting up, shot up, no good, partially blocked. Meaden shot blocked, but a foul called, and Carly goes to the line. Hornets are kicking it in with authority.
They really are, and you know what? They listened to some of my advice before the pregame, I guess.
They must have been listening. Yes. Probably were on the app.
Yeah, on the app, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Free throw coming up for Carly Meaden in the air, and it is good. Into the game is Madeline Gilbert. Richland Center has played in here a few times. Not the girls so often, though. The boys have been here more than the girls' team.
So they any of the girls' games tonight, Bill, do you know? Or?
Free throw is good. You know, I don't recall. I just know there are two more games after this one tonight. 11-8. We saw Potosi here earlier today.
Yes. Yep. Nice to see them.
Yeah, you bet. Coach Eppenau was here. You had a chance to say hi to him.
I did. It was... Those guys are always good to me. So probably because they know I'm going to have a game down the road, I guess.
That could be. Hornets have crawled back to within 3 points here. Baraboo trying to answer. Here's a three try on the way, and that is in and out for Gilbert. Rebound Hornets. Here they come. Off to the races now as they look to Meaden, and she's going to be fouled on the way down court. Bristol Center getting a little more confident here.
They really are. They're number 2.
Okay. Taylor Spurl. Be the fourth Baraboo foul, and Richland Center will have the ball on the baseline. Askham's in play. Weiss to board to the right side. Schultz leaves it off. Three try. Meaden goes.
Oh, that's a nice shot.
Carly Meaden rings the bell, and we're tied.
We're tied.
Boy, what a comeback here, huh? It was 11-2 for the longest time. 9-0 run for the Hornets. Ball goes right side. Caught by Gilbert. Gilbert. Now to Stelzer. Stelzer to Gilbert for 3 on the way. Good for her. She's got 3 of them.
Yes, she does.
Timeout by Baraboo. It is 14-11. 6:15 remaining here in the first half. We'll be back with more after this 30-second timeout on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Buying a new home? Selling? Refinancing? You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
We're at the Fiserv Forum this afternoon. Earlier, Baraboo boys won the game, 55-46. Here the girls' action, Baraboo leading 14-11. Turned out to be a pretty competitive ball game here.
Yes, it has. And you know what? We expected this to start out. So
the Hornets like to have some shots back, but they're kind of finding the range now. Gander in the backcourt brings it to Meaden. And Meaden across the timeline shakes the D, drives down deep, high off the glass on the left-hand shot, no good. Rebound put back by Burns, no good. Burns with the put back, no good, but a blocking foul called. Now, she's in the active shooting. She'll go to the line. Kylie Burns.
It's like white 20. Is there white 20 out there? Or?
There's 21.
Maybe that's what it was. Again, that's the white U got me on that one.
Yeah, Hess with the foul. Free throw in the air, and that one is no good for the Hornets.
But you know, the center's taking the ball to the hoop right now. They're just continuing.
Much better.
Yeah, and kind of like what the boys did at the end of their ball game. They just took the ball to the hoop and just kept, you know, win it with free throws.
Second free throw missed, and the ball belongs to Baraboo. 14-11, they lead. 5:52 remaining in the first half. Dairyland Transportation High School sports update coming up at halftime. Number three holds the ball. Gilbert, he likes to shoot the three
yes,
as well.
He does.
Back to Spurl, Baraboo. Now here's Gilbert, open. Three on the way, and that's off the rim. Rebound, Richland Center. Kylie Burns.
Looks like she's a lefty, too, isn't she?
I think so. Makes her tough to defend.
Yep, it does.
Carly Meaden brings it near side. Catching it is Jory Schultz. Schultz behind the back dribble. Drives right side. Free throw line. Now gives it to Meaden. They'll reverse it. Weiss on the near side. Wants to have some height. Bass goes down low. Posting up Burns. Shot up. Blocked. Gilbert. Baraboo gets it back. And they'll run with it. Pass goes to the middle, and Bella Brown trying to save it on the baseline. It's out of bounds. Pass was a little high. Into the game, Cassidy Gates for Baraboo, and Sabrina Hartman returns.
You're looking at Baraboo in the full court press, man-to-man.
Yeah, they are putting it on. Hornets get it in quickly. Bring it up to Schultz and Burns. Burns. Back to the near side. Held up by Board. Taking it left side. Gander. Now the ball is knocked loose, but
nice
picked up on a dribble by Schultz. Almost over back.
Yeah, but she hustled.
Knocked out of bounds by Baraboo. It'll be Richland Center ball. So you said you're going to the Golden Corral tonight, are you?
Yeah, I don't know where you're going to go. But
oh, okay.
Do you want to go with me? Or
I'll wait in the car, probably.
You're not going to eat without June, would you?
No. Fill your pockets. And
I will.
Bring something out to me.
Got my trench coat on.
Yeah.
They're going to say nothing when I open up and see my Speedos. So.
Probably not. Leave you alone. Ball comes in play. Hornets with the ball, and they'll work it to the baseline. Ball fake. Now a shot on the way, and that is good for Jory Schultz. Got a couple of baskets, and the Hornets are within one. 14-13. Both teams kind of settling in here now. Looking like a little more even matchup. Funmaker with the ball. Off to the right side, Spurl. Now to Funmaker. Left side, back to Spurl. Hornets in the tight D and off a screen. Spurl on a drive. Dishes
nice
back door. Nice pass. Tough shot. And it is good.
Real quick, do you notice all the seats in this building are leather? Have you noticed that?
That's pretty nice.
Boy, it's nice in here. And our seats are hard as a rock.
They are. They're the only hard chairs in the building. 16-13 on Sabrina Hartman's basket. Richland Center with the ball. 3:50 to go here in the first half. Driving is Jory Schultz. Schultz back to Meaden. Meaden keeps the dribble, leaves it. Now over on the right side, Jory Schultz. Schultz meeting it is Burns. Top of the circle. Hornets take him some time off. Burns to Weiss. Deep three on the way. No good. Rebound Baraboo, and it's going to be a jump off
nice
call.
Hustle.
Carly Meaden got the jump.
I'll tell you what, that young lady is everywhere.
So Baraboo will get it back. I think some of these players, again, we saw with the boys too, but kind of mistaken the three-point line of the NBA.
Yes,
for,
yep.
And they're a little bit off balance on some of these threes because it's deeper than they normally shoot.
Right, yeah, yes.
Pass to Gilbert. Although Madison's shot, it doesn't matter where she shot. She looks comfortable everywhere. Pass goes down low, and Hartman scores and is fouled. Sabrina's got four, going for five now at the plus one.
Foul five.
Yep, Ella Weiss. Four for Richland Center, five for Baraboo so far. And Sydney Dobish is coming in. Free throws straight ahead for Baraboo now. 3:10 to go in the first half. They lead it by five. Here comes the throw. Hartman's free throw is on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Jory Schultz. Richland Center with the outlet. Burns. And now
nice pass.
Nice pass from Gander to Weiss, and Schultz scores.
What a nice pass.
18-15. These younger players especially played a lot of basketball together.
Yes.
Kind of shows, doesn't it?
You can tell it.
Gilbert, left side, Spurl. Spurl penetrates a bit. Foul is called. I think they're going to get Gander on the foul.
Number 20, they're guaranteed. Yep. Jason Gander.
That will be her first, team's fifth. 2:47 remaining in the first half. 18-15 Baraboo in girls basketball. Spurl catches, gives it back to Funmaker. But make her off his screen, throws it low, and it is out of bounds. Turnover. Hornets get it. girls' basketball season is underway. They're a week ahead of the boys. This is the Richland Center girls' sixth game already.
Is it really?
Yes.
And they had one last night.
They did. So. Yeah, they're opposite sides of the state. They're in Prairie du Chien last night. They're in Milwaukee today.
Yeah, about as far as you can go either way.
Dander near side with a pass to Schultz. Looking low and out of bounds. It'll be durable ball. The boys and girls teams are able to ride together.
Really? Okay.
So they only had to bring one bus. JV teams did not attend at this one. Pass comes in play for Baraboo with 2:22 to play in the first half. 18-15. Baraboo in the lead. Funmaker brings it right side. Spurl throws it low post. A kick out for Baraboo. A long three on the way, and that one's no good for Funmaker. And the rebound pulled down by Meaden. Meaden up ahead to J.C. Gander. Gander to Weiss. Weiss down the boulevard. Shallow away, no good. Fought for Burns with the ball, and she is tied up. Jump ball. It's Richland Center basketball.
Burns has a nose for the ball, too, doesn't she?
She does. Yeah, she's had a good game out there as well. No points to show, but...
But no, I mean, she's always in the mix there.
Done a lot of good things. Carly Meaden puts it in play. Jory Schultz back toward the half-court line, and J.C. Gander bounce feed to Carly Meaden. Shakes the D, leaves it off. Near side Burns. Kylie won't shoot. Gives it back down to J.C. Gander on the right wing. Pressure by Baraboo. A minute 40 remaining here in the half. Carly Meaden around the screen. Meaden in the paint. Shot, no, foul on the floor, it looks like.
31.
All right, thank you, Hank.
I don't see a 31.
Those the other way, 13?
Maybe. He did it wrong.
Did he?
He reported it wrong.
Did he? Ball comes in play. Caught by Schultz. You can critique him.
That doesn't mean nothing.
Weiss knocked away, picked up now by Baraboo. They're going now 2-on-1. Hartman shot in the lane, and it is good.
It's every piece of the iron.
Yep. Sabrina with 6 points, and Baraboo jumps ahead by 5. 20-15 with a minute 13 remaining in the first half. Meaden takes it herself against the double team, whips it away now to bounce feed to Jory Schultz. She'll drive to the lane. Shot won't go, but she's fouled, and we'll get 2. Free throws coming up. Seen the Hornets played first game of the season. I saw them against Highland. Highland is having a good year.
Yes.
They've won some good games.
Yep. Highland, very well coached, very very fundamentally sound. So,
yep.
Boys and girls this year. So.
Coach Terrell. Yep. Here comes a free throw for Richland Center. Good.
And Coach Hill for the boys. So
okay.
So very very well coached athletes over there. So
Hornets bring Ford back into the game. 20-16, in just over a minute remaining here in the first half. Second free throw in the air, and that one is good. Both good for Jory Schultz. Good free throws.
That's good to see.
Absolutely. The Hornet boys could have used some of that. They didn't shoot well from the line, and it cost them. Shot from the outside on the way, no good on the miss by Stelzer. The Hornets get the rebound. They can close a little bit more of the gap. Down by 3 with 45 seconds in the half. Weaving, moving, and grooving down low.
Nice
shot of the way. No for Schultz. Rebound, Baraboo. They're going to push it. Getting our wind sprints in this afternoon. Here's Bell. Dumps it inside. Felzer called for traveling. And the Hornets get it back. Just over 33 seconds remaining here in the first half. Coach Jeremy Cooey gets the players up against this full court press. Bass goes right side. Hornets trying to finish strong in the half. Addie Board across half court. Leaves it off for Weiss. Weiss with a 10-footer. Good.
Nice shot. Well, she knew exactly what she was going to do with it.
Sweet spot. 20-19. 15 seconds remaining in the half. Baraboo ball. They'll lob it off to Funmaker. Long way from the hoop. 9 seconds. Lobs left side. Spurl. Deep corner. 5. 4, ball knocked away, picked up, Baraboo for 3, on the way, no good, out of bounds with 2/10 of a second left. It'll be Richland Center ball. Carly Meaden will start it in play. Not much time to do much here.
No.
Pass comes in, and that'll do it. It's caught by Board, and then the game is going to end here at halftime, 18 minutes in, and 18 to go and it's a close one, 20-19. You know the way it started, Henry. I wasn't sure it was going to be this close.
I didn't either, but Richard Center decided to play basketball and rebound, and they just basically took the ball inside the paint.
It was 11-2, Baraboo, and they were kind of doing everything they wanted to.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, Richland Center came back, and it kind of scrapped their way within one at halftime.
Well, and Baraboo stopped going inside, and you know, I'm sure that the coaches will fix that at halftime. We'll see some adjustments.
20-19 after one half of basketball in the prep series. Earlier today, Baraboo won against Richland Center 55-46 in boys basketball. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We're going to try to keep Hank here so he doesn't get kicked out again from the Pfizer Forum during the prep series. You're listening to area basketball coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center High School wrestling team is getting set for the opener on Saturday. Today, during the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, we talked to Silas Coleman, Richland Center head wrestling coach.
We have a good group of seniors that have been with us for a few years now. Obviously, Ethan Hades had some success down in Madison for us, and so just his work ethic and kind of the attitude of showing what it takes to wrestle at that level, that's a good leadership attributes to have in the room. As well as Braden Kleppe, and then we have some other seniors, and Mason Jelinek and Kyle Wassinger as well, that can help kind of show the way for those younger ones, just in terms of work ethic and just having a good attitude.
Indeed, I think at this point, and in the sport of wrestling, it's just good to have seniors on the team, isn't it?
It is. It's really good to have seniors on the team because, like I said before, we have such a young team this year, that it's good to have that guidance a little bit to help just kind of. Show them the way a little bit there, then also just provide some stability with their experience.
Certainly some scoring changes this year. Are you used to that yet, or will it take a few matches?
I think it'll take a few matches. I'm going to have to remind myself not to get too upset if I look at the clock and see that maybe we're down a few points that I wasn't anticipating, or maybe if I think the score is wrong when it's not. It'll take me a little bit, but I think we'll get used to it.
I think it's going to change a little bit because I think there could be some more dramatic comebacks, couldn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. Before, right, with only a two-point takedown, you'd have to get a few more takedowns to get back in the match. But now, with a three-point takedown, one takedown, and with going up to four near fall now as well, like one move can kind of get you back in the match or put you way ahead in the match much faster than what you'd think it would.
As you look at the team right now, what do you think you have to improve on the most if you're going to be winning some of these upcoming duels?
I think that we just always have to focus on the small things, making sure that we're moving forward when we're on our feet, making sure that we're keeping the pressure when we're on top and we have good hand control on the bottom. I think all those small things add up, and those small things obviously can make a big difference in the long run. So just focusing on those small things and fine-tuning that always makes a big difference.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, good luck as you get ready to start the season this weekend, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hornet wrestling coach Silas Coleman on the halftime report from WRCO Sports and Dairyland Transportation.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovation Salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Christmas isn't about candy canes or lights all aglow. It's the hearts that we touch and the care that we show. Show your love with a festive fresh centerpiece from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Order now for best selection. May every little thing from your wish list come true this season. Merry Christmas from all of us at Robin's Nest, 383 West 3rd Street, Richland Center. Call 608-383-1616.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hillpoint is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
Welcome back to Fiserv Forum. Somebody caught a nice picture of us.
Thanks, Sean.
John took a picture. He's over there in the crowd somewhere and took a picture of this side. We're basically the only ones up on this side, aren't we?
Yeah.
And the caption is Phil and Hank with all their friends.
That's great. And we got two chairs split between.
We got two chairs. These are my imaginary friends.
Yeah. I'd like to see his friends.
20-19, Caribou in the lead. They led 11-2 at one point, and the Hornets have made a game of this. Scoring in the first half, Madeline Gilbert, 9 for Caribou. Sabrina Hartman has 6. Taylor Spurl, 3, and 2 for Peyton Stelzer. Leading the way for Richland Center, Carly Meaden with a total of 9. 4 for Ella Weiss, and Jory Schultz has 6 points. So, that's how the scoring goes for the Hornets here in the first half and for Baraboo. 20-19, Baraboo leads.
I got to put it out there. Is it Carly Meaden? I've never seen her play before. I have a couple years ago. But that kid's all over the floor. Yeah. I mean, she is always causing havoc where she's at. And, some of those younger kids need to look up to that because that's how you play basketball.
Right.
Well, I think Carly does she's up and down the floor. And
yeah,
she's a go-getter.
Epitomizes a senior leader.
Yeah, it really does. And kudos to her. I mean, what a nice job. And Reagan Shep comes in as a freshman.
Yeah.
Hits a bucket.
Yeah.
Nice job. So the little things is what Carly Meaden does. So she's got a nose for the ball, for sure.
Games going on tonight, quite a few of them in the area. Boys basketball taking center stage in some of the conferences, but more over girls action tonight. The Richland Center girls, to make this work, had to move their conference game with Prairie du Chien to last night
okay.
so they could play tonight. And that's one of the things we talked about during the break was the fact that, the Hornets played last night. They've really had kind of an up-tempo defense and see if they can keep that kind of momentum up
here. Right. Yeah, because they're probably gonna get weary legs. So and Baraboo didn't play last night. I think the last game was Monday.
Monday night, yep.
And so it's just gonna be an act of just getting through that of rubber legs. So they played a really, really good first half. I thought both teams did. I thought
they
both
did.
Teams played really, really good. And I thought Richland Center got Baraboo out of their inside game, and with the last 12 minutes. And then Richland Center just basically reversed the roles and let Baraboo shoot from the outside, and Richland Center took it on the inside. So we'll see what happened. I mean, we may be in the double bonus with 15 minutes left to go.
You know, we didn't have a lot of free throw shooting in that first half. We didn't get into the bonus, right, I think? Or if we did, it was right at the end.
It was right at the end if we did.
Yeah, the Hornets 4 of 6 from the line, and Mirabeau one of two. Three threes for Madeline Gilbert of Mirabeau leads the way at halftime from beyond the arc.
Yeah.
And we start watching the three-point percentage shooters, and, of course, the top ones get invited to the state tournament for the shootout up there.
Well, I don't think I'll get invited this year.
No, I was never very good. Well, I could shoot outside by the corn crib, but get in by the in the gym, I wasn't very good.
You weren't very good.
No.
Well, we think you're good, Joe.
Thank you.
No. We don't know at what, but we think you're
good. Right. I'm looking for my niche.
Well, I can tell you where it is.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So your niche is somewhere.
The Hornets coming back with Addie Borg, Carly Meaden, along with Kylie Burns, Dory Schultz, and Ella Weiss. Mirabeau basketball, they start out now with the ball on the left side, and working it is Bell. Daylin Bell looks to the inside, fires back to Spurl. Mirabeau does like that perimeter. Hornets playing some tight D around the arc. Ball comes back to the left side, and Bell. Now Cadence Funmaker replaces her. Lobs it back to the left side. Bell inside. Jumper on the way, and that is no good, but a foul called. Stelzer will go to the free throw line.
She's a good ball player.
He will go to shoot for the first time this afternoon from the stripe. Foul, I believe, is on Burns. And now going in to shoot is Stelzer. This one is off the rim. One more coming up. Hornet boys with a loss today. They'll be going to Wisconsin Heights on Monday to take on the Vanguards. This one on the way, and that one is good.
Hey, after tomorrow's Marquette-Wisconsin game, when we go through, I could just drop you off at the Heights thing.
Okay, stay there.
Just stay there until Monday.
Got to do those for the days from there tomorrow night, though.
Well, that's all right. I mean, can't anybody do those?
Probably. Carly Meaden drives all the way to the baseline and is cut off. Swings it back. Weiss, 10-footer on the rim, and good.
Nice shot.
Well played.
And good pass again, too.
Ella Weiss has 6 points. And that makes it 21-21. And that one's stolen away by Meaden at midcourt. She'll take it back across the timeline. The Hornets can lead this thing. Ball right side, quick move. Now Jory Schultz down to the baseline. Crosses over, lost her balance. Now it's going to be picked up by Mirabeau. Funmaker across the half court. Two on one, lobs middle, and now driving. The shot is up. No good for Hartman. There's a strum for the ball and a jump ball call.
Big Rich on the center ball. Get a chance to take the lead again.
They have not led in this game. So an opportunity once again. Pass comes in play, and it'll be Carly Meaden at the point. Takes it across half court using a screen near side. Pass comes right side to Board. Board down to Meaden. Now high post. Jumper on the way. Partially blocked on the shot by Schultz. Fought for. Getting it back. Schultz shot no good. And
called for... No,
there's a foul.
Yeah, the foul calls the walk, didn't it?
Yep. 22. Sabrina Hartman with a foul. That'll be Mirabeau's first. Foul's even at one. And Carly Meaden will put it in play. Still tied at 21. Pass comes into Weiss. Weiss back to Schultz. Now a quick move for Meaden. Meaden in the lane. Hook shot on the rim. No good. Rebound by Stelzer of Mirabeau. Outlet pass, and they're going to wing it to the other end. There's a nice move. Shot away. Won't stay for Spurl. And the rebound is taken down by Schultz. Schultz up ahead. And Meaden with a basketball in the backcourt. Throws it across. And now taking it is Burns. Setting it up, Richland Center. Top of the circle. They'll hand it off. Jory Schultz goes left side. Backs off. Schultz crossover dribble down to the baseline. Swings it back to Meaden. Deep three on the way. Hornets no good. Out of bounds. Come along to Mirabeau.
Yep. Again, Richland Center's not taking it inside. You know, and I'm a coach at the counter is basically what they call it.
Absolutely. It's a lot easier to coach a ref up here, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
it is. You don't have to worry about anybody yelling at you but yourself.
So. Up here with all our friends. Pass comes across.
Nice pass.
Nice pass low, and Stelzer scores.
Stelzer's not a bad athlete, isn't he?
Yeah, good job. Nice pass, and it's 23-21, Mirabeau. Hornets able to get the chance to lead there or take the lead. Carly Meaden across half court. Drives. Lost the handle. It's loose on the floor. Mirabeau scrambling for it. And picked up now by Funmaker. And she'll bring it the other way. Swings it across. Caught now by Bell. Bell throwing inside. Weiss gets the steal. And it's knocked out of bounds by Mirabu. Richland center ball. Gilbert comes back into the lineup. Look out for her in those three pointers. Yes. I was watching her as they came out for warm-ups for the second half. Grabs the ball, throws up a three, makes it.
Picked up right where he left off.
Yep, right where she left off. Weiss grabs the ball, takes it across half court. Sets it up for the Hornets. 23-21, Baraboo. 14-50 remaining. That's our RCE frequency. Ball goes left side. Caught by Weiss. Weiss back to Burns. Burns bounce feed board. Addy in the lane.
Nice move.
Tough shot. Got it. Addy board.
Nice move.
Ties the score. 23 apiece. That was no easy shot.
No, it was not. That was impressive.
Gilbert on the left wing. Guarded closely. Backs off now. Top of the circle. Spurl. Right side. Funmaker. Mirabu. Air mails it back to the near side. Gilbert cut off at the baseline. Dribbles back to the corner. Looks to the high post. Fires it back to Spurl. And Spurl over to Funmaker. Mirabu will shoot a deep three. It is good! That was NBA and beyond, Hank.
That was way out there. Was that Funmaker?
Yes, it was. Her first basket, 26-23. Pass goes to Burns. Left side beat. Now Weiss. Down to the baseline, taken there by Schultz. Throws it low.
Nice
Burns
move.
Takes the D. Shot good from the low post.
Talk about up and under. That was nice.
Kylie Burns makes it a one-point game again, 26-25. Mirabu, jumper on the way. 10-footer no good for Spurl. Put back by Mirabu. No good by Hartman. Ball rims off. Taken by Gilbert in the corner. And Mirabu will set it up again. One-point game. Mirabu in the lead of the Hornets. In the second half, three-pointer on the way for Baraboo. That is good by Spurl. Four-point lead now for the Thunderbirds, 29-26, the ball game score. Hornets with the ball in the backcourt. Taking it across the timeline. Now Meaden down to the corner. Burns on the dribble, gets around her defender. Looks to the outside, gives it off to Weiss. Oh, Weiss now back to the near side and Schultz. Schultz reverses it. It's on the left side, and Meaden, just up for the baseline, Burns. Burns, looking low, bounce feed, Weiss meets it, low post, leans in, 10-footer, no good. Rebound pulled down by Cadence Funmaker of Mirabu. 12:35 to go, she'll inbound it. Stelzner on the lane, it's going to be up, and no good. Weiss had the ball, and it's off of Mirabu out of bounds. Into the game for Richland Center, number 20, J.C. Gander. Addy Board will check out. And Baraboo's Ella Pierce is in. Peyton Stelzer will check out. So a four-point game here, 12.5 to go at Fiserv Forum, our second game of the day. Hornet girls trying to avenge a boys' loss to Baraboo.
Yes, they are.
Ball goes to Gander, back to the corner. Here's Schultz, baseline. Makes her way, now throws it high and out of bounds, intended for me.
She's lucky she didn't get called for offensive there, don't you think? With their arm.
Possibly, yeah. We've seen that a few times today, but some call it, some don't, right?
Yeah. Advantage, disadvantage.
Yeah. Well,
I'd be calling the foul on you all the time at the radio station.
Yeah, probably. Yep. Taylor Bell is in for Baraboo. And that means Taylor Spurl is out. No backcourt pressure from the Hornets. Four-point game. Baraboo leading 29-25. And they'll set it up here on the near side. It's Bell. Bell drives lane up, blocked by Weiss, and out of bounds. It'll belong to Richland Center. So Baraboo backs off on the defensive side, and the Hornets bring it in to Carly Meaden. Meaden runs it across half court. Yo-yos the dribble left side. It's knocked loose by Baraboo. Now picked up by Jory Schultz. Schultz throws it a high post. There's a scrum for the ball. It's loose. A couple players go down and a foul call.
24, Funmaker.
All right. That'll be her first. And we have a player slow to get up. That's going to be Jory Schultz. And she will limp off the floor. And hopefully we'll be all right. We're going to look at her briefly. It's going to be, let's see.
It's like a knee, Phil.
Reagan Sheff checks into the game for Richland Center. Longtime assistant Pat Elliott.
Nice to see him back.
Oh, yeah, good to see him.
Unless you're an official. Long number.
Alec Adson helping out. Michelle Wirtz. Ball comes in play, and it's going to be caught by Sheff. And then there is a foul called on the play. That'll be on Mirabu.
White 15, Phil.
All right, thank you. Ella Pierce.
Ella Pierce, yeah.
29-25. Mirabu leading. Hornets with a basketball. Inbound play caught by Burns. Throws it near side. Sheff. Back it goes to Weiss. Inside, out to get it is Burns. Burns with the ball. And now slips it back to Weiss. Near side, threw it away. Intended for Sheff. It comes back to Mirabu. And I believe Coach Cooey is asking for a timeout, yep, and we'll get it. 11:29 to play. Mirabu 29. Richland Center 25. Area Girls Basketball today from WRCO Sports.
You've dreamed about it for years, but now it's finally time to bring those ideas to life. Steel panels from All American Do It Center, just what your new storage building needs. There's 7 different panel styles to choose from, including our most popular, the Eagle Pro. Panels are Energy Star rated and covered by a Valspar Weather XL 40-year limited paint warranty. Pick out your color scheme using the colorizer tool at allamericansteel.net. Our team will design and get your building started with materials from All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
RCO. 11:29 to go. Mirabu leading 29-25 in area girls basketball. And Phil Nee joined by Hank Bray. Mirabu boys winning 55-46 in a tightly contested game earlier.
It was a good ball game.
It was. Gilbert with the ball. Right side Bell. Ball into the middle and knocked away. Picked up by Funmaker. She'll keep the dribble. Hornets keeping the pressure on the defense. And Eden trying to knock it away. Gilbert drives down to the baseline. Kicks it to the corner. Three on the way. Mirabu, no good. They'll get the rebound. And the putback is good by Sabrina Hartman. 31-25. Mirabu pulled out to a 6-point lead.
It has been. Some of the young ladies have run out of some gas.
Board drives down low. Tough shot won't stay. And Mirabu can't secure the rebound. It's Richland Center ball. Burl is in for Mirabu. Aiden's Funmaker comes out. And Sydney Dobish is in.
J.C. Gander, did she have a couple sisters play before her?
She did. Yep.
Okay.
Jamie, their dad, of course.
Okay. Jamie and Amy?
Amy, yep. Ball comes in play. Jamie's been an assistant coach a few times. Three on the way from Meaden, on the way and no good. Gilbert with the rebound. Gilbert across half court. Swings it now. Dobish, Sydney is going to stop. Fires out to Spurl for three. Got it. Wow.
She's a good-looking athlete, isn't she?
Mirabu's got 6 threes. Yeah, they're not afraid to shoot.
No,
whatever.
They're not.
34-25, Mirabu. Beaten with the basketball across the timeline for Board. Addy Board. Left side. Now pounding it low is Burns. The shot is up. No good. Shep shot knocked down. Blocked. And picked up now by Mirabu. They'll bring it back the other way. Mirabu with Madeline Gilbert. Get Jory Schultz out with injury for the Hornets. There's another three. That is good for Spurl again.
Wow.
She's got the trifecta in threes. And just like that, Mirabu has pulled away from a close game. Timeout by Richland Center. 37-25. Mirabu leading here in this one. And the timeout on the floor. You're listening to coverage of high school sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
9:43 to play in the ballgame, 37-25, Baraboo. Henry, Baraboo's, you know, got the touch going again.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, can they shoot? Holy moly. And, you know, I'm not taking nothing away from either, but, well, those girls got it going on.
Hornets had to scrap back into it once, and let's see if they've got enough gas to get back into it again. Ball goes down to the corner. Burns on a drive. Lost the handle, knocked away, and Baraboo picks it up. Stolen by Bell, and then a foul called on Richland Center. It'll be their second foul. It's on number 12, Kylie Burns. And that's her second. Hornet boys at Wisconsin Heights on Monday. Richland Center girls return home to host Riverdale on Tuesday.
Oh, on Tuesday.
That'll be a good one.
Should be a good one.
Across the timeline, setting it up is Spurl. Drops it now. Baraboo, a little light of day, and they'll score with Bell. Wide open on the weak side. They're up by 14 all of a sudden, 39-25. Hornets in transition. J.C. Gander down to the baseline. Brings it back now to Weiss. Meaden threads the needle down to Shep. Reagan drives. No double dribble call. It'll go back the other way to Baraboo. Hornets back off on the pressure. And Baraboo now with a 14-point lead. We're halfway through the second half here today. Spurl throws it near side, and that's an unforced turnover. Bell couldn't quite secure it. It comes back to Richland Center.
Richland just needs to take their time, get the ball inside, and, you know, let them work that way.
Kind of gradually got back into it that way.
Yes.
Blue collar effort.
There you go.
Give and go low. Meaden shot is no good. And the rebound by Bell. So they ran a nice play, and it just didn't go down. Ball tapped away by Meaden, loose on the floor, picked up by Baraboo. Outside, three on the way, and it's no good. Ball fought for, rebound by Dobish. Gives it back now to Bell. Bell on a drive, shot is up, no, and up, and good on the putback by Hartman. There she is again.
Nope.
She got 10 points, and a lot of real
nice little ball player.
Yeah, good blue-collar basketball. 41-25, Baraboo. Hornets have not scored in a while. Last time it was 26-25, all of a sudden 15 straight for Baraboo. Hornets thrown away, picked up by Dolish, and it's going to be taken back by Baraboo. 8 minutes to play in the game, trying to increase their lead. Pass to Spurl, on a drive, makes a move, blocked by Weiss, and picking up the dribble is going to be J.C. Gander. Gander runs it the other way. Now steps up right side, gives to Shep. Shep will drive, fires back into a crowd, and the Hornets going to have to try to save it from going over and back, and they do. Good effort by Weiss. Picked up by Burns. Again, Shep on the wing. Drives with the left hand. Trying to protect the ball. Gives it now to Meaden. Over to Gander. Ten-footer is on the rim. Won't stay. Rebound pulled down by Baraboo. Spurl bringing it. Drives to the right side, accelerates to the baseline, throws it inside, shot no good. Hartman going to the line, fouled on the play.
She's just everywhere. But Spurl, she's a nice little ball player, too. Just a sophomore for Baraboo.
Foul marked on Weiss. And it goes to the free throw line for Baraboo, leading 41-25. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Sabrina with 10 points. Today. And it comes back the other way. You kind of lose track of time here.
Yes, you do.
When you've been watching basketball during the day. But it does remind me of the old state tournament days. We used to cover all the games of the state tournament back in the day. That was always a fun adventure.
Yeah, because there's no time clock. There's no clock in here.
No.
You can't see the outside, really.
Free throw is missed. And now the rebound stolen by Baraboo. Shot on the way, no good by Dolvish. And a jump ball call. Alternate arrow. It'll point to Baraboo. Hornets with Rieselin Johnson into the game, number 22. She got into that loose ball. And it will be Rieselin center ball, looks like. Baraboo leading 41-25 on a current 16-point streak here.
16-0 run.
Or 15, I should 15, say. Yeah. It was 26-25, so yeah, 15. 41-25.
And it is Baraboo's ball, Phil.
It is. They switched it. Hornets were ready to inbound it. 10-footer on the way, and that is good by Delvish. I'm telling you, that's good.